Priya, talk to us. It was also a conflict with no real end in sight. Like, there's, you know, negotiations off and on. Every so often, the president, you know, authorizes some sort of strike. They could be there for a long time to come.
Yeah, and that's something I heard repeatedly from the families as well, is that, you know, they understand that their loved ones volunteered to be in the military, right? They're not expecting to be on a carnival cruise here. They don't expect buffets. They don't expect, you know, a hot tub. They understand that the conditions are going to be rough. They signed up to go to war. But I think what's lacking here is any clear strategy. And they said, you know, we're ready to do a mission and complete a mission. But what we're failing to understand is what this mission actually is and when is it going to end. So I think really what they're looking for is some goalpost that, you know, they can keep an eye on and some relief at the end of all of this. You know, we had three aircraft carriers simultaneously in the Middle East, which hasn't, you know, you haven't seen a military buildup like that since 2003. And this has been a war that has largely been fought by the Navy. When you think about who's been imposing the naval blockade in the Strait of Hormuz and who's been launching those airstrikes on Iran. And so, you know, they say enough talk about the stockpiles and the depletion of weapons and the $67 billion that Secretary Hegseth has gone to the Hill to ask for. Let's talk about our service members.